Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Aaron Cox of the Baltimore Sun State House Bureau. And you had a really interesting story the other day having to do with following through on the new regulations involving guns in Maryland and a big backlog on processing some of the checks on whether people should be allowed to have a gun. Bring us up to date a little bit on that, if you would.
So there was a pretty significant surge in Maryland, as there was across the country, in gun purchases, both after Obama was elected and particularly after Newtown. And in Maryland, what that's meant is that the state police have become completely overwhelmed with the volume of requests they get to do background checks. As of last week, there are roughly 26,000 applications to buy a gun that are sitting unprocessed. So what's happened is that it used to be that Maryland State Police could turn those around within the 7 days that dealers were required to wait before giving a gun to the purchaser. Now it's taking Maryland State Police roughly 10 weeks to turn those requests around because they have been just completely inundated. Some dealers have chosen to simply stop waiting, and then after that 7-day period, regardless of having heard back from the Maryland State Police or not, have released the gun to buyer.
Tell us what that means. Maybe it's not clear in the law what they ought to do in that circumstance, but it sounds as if the dealers are just acting on their own.
Well, you know, and Maryland State Police issued an advisory last week to clarify this. The dealers are really only required to wait 7 days before releasing the gun. Maryland State Police have asked them to wait longer, and a lot of dealers, you know, who want to be good stewards of the community and, you know, have a sense of responsibility about this, are not releasing the guns, that they're continuing to wait. But other gun dealers, you know, they have repeat customers who have bought weapons from them in the past. They know that those folks have cleared background checks before. So there's another part of the law that can hold gun sellers responsible if they sell a weapon to someone that they know or should have known was disqualified from owning one. But as far as I can tell, everyone that I've talked to on all sides of the issue, no one seems to think that any of these gun dealers are breaking the law by releasing these firearms after just a week.
There must be some concern, really, on both sides of this, the sellers and the people who want more control, that somebody who's really not qualified to have a gun might actually get through the process.
As far as we know, there's no examples of anybody that should not have a gun getting a gun. But at the same time, the people who are selling them don't want to have to wait 10 weeks or longer to complete a sale. And there's a group of three gun rights groups who filed a lawsuit against the Maryland State Police asking a judge to intervene and require the state police to do these background checks within 7 days. The Maryland State Police have taken some steps to decrease the backlog. They've got people working 21 hours a day. They're paying overtime, and they've increased the rate at which they're processing them, but they just can't seem to keep up.
Aaron, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
For Aaron Cox, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.